Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome for this wonderful and beautiful morning to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. I am so glad each and every one of you all have tuned in today to Joy and Peace. We have such a wonderful topic today. And on our topic today, we're talking about death and life in the power of the tongue. And I mean, the enemy don't want us to say this word today, but we're going to say this word today that God has given us. I have some callers have come on already on the air. Computer went out, been on all morning, went out on me just as I was getting ready to come on. But you know, God is a good God. We're going to give him the glory and the praise anyway. And before we start, we're going to have a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you already have done, dear Heavenly Father. If you don't do nothing else, Lord, we thank you for right now. We thank you for being in the midst of it. I thank you for every guest that have called in already on the air this morning, dear Heavenly Father, that will share the word of God, that will break the bread this day, where all our listeners, no matter where they are, that they may hear, that they may be able to receive the things that you have for them. Lord, we give you praise this morning. We give you honor. We give you all the glory, Lord Jesus, because you are so worthy. You are worthy to be praised. And Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we glorify you. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen and thank God. And I'm going to bring my callers on the air. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
We have none other than Evangelist Prophet Richard Bryan from Illinois. And I have another caller on the air. Let me call, tune them in. Good morning, caller. You are on the air.
Good morning. This is Tanya.
Good morning, Minister Tanya from Tulsa, Oklahoma. So glad that you could stop by from your busy schedule, you and Prophet Bryan, today to be with me on the show. And today we have a wonderful word of God talking about the power of the tongue, where death and life is in the power of the tongue. And before I have y'all to speak on it, I have a few little things I'll share with the listening audience that's listening in this morning. Hold on, we have another caller on the air. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry.
Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Doris Dorsey from In His Presence Ministry.
Oh, well, thank you for so much coming in. I am glad you come in because we are talking on a good topic today.
Amen.
Power of the tongue, where
Amen.
Death and life lies in the power of the tongue. We are so glad and elated. We have two other callers that's on the air also today, Prophet Bryan from Illinois and Minister Tanya from Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we're going to be sharing in the Word of God today. And I was saying just a while ago that one verse is telling us that death and life is in the power of the tongue. When I just stop and think for a minute what the Lord is trying to convey to us, you know, I can pick out two or three things, but I take two things to pick out from the verses. And the first thing that God is trying to tell all of us is that we have a certain amount of power in our tongue.
Amen.
Our tongue is referring to the verbal words that we speak out of our mouth to other people. And when God is using the word power, He is telling us that every single word of us have a certain amount of power residing in our mouth and in our tongue with the words that we are releasing to other people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about other things, but some more on this, but I want my guests to come on. And our new caller on the air, you say your name is Doris?
Reverend Dorsey.
Reverend Dorsey, I am so glad. Where are you from?
I'm from Gastonia, North Carolina. Well, I live in Gastonia, North Carolina, but I'm originally from Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, praise God. Well, would you like to share with us this morning on the power of the tongue?
Yes, ma'am. I believe exactly what you said a few minutes ago, what the Word of God says, the power is in your tongue. Even like when we're raising our children, whatever we speak in our children, that's what they will take as far as how they will be. And if we speak goodness in them, then goodness is going to be in them. If we speak that they're going to be bad, then badness is going to be in them. And what God is saying to us as his children, that if we speak what the word of God says in us, then we're going to be blessed. But if we choose not to speak the word of God, because you got to speak the word of God. You got to believe the word of God, and you got to speak the word of God.
Yeah.
And if you're speaking, if God says that you have eternal life, then you believe that. If God says that you're healed, then you believe that. If God says that he'll be with you and never leave you, then you believe that, and you speak that, and you believe that, and you put that faith into action and believe. And don't let nobody put no negative in you, because if you put negative in it, then it's going to slowly put you in a state of decreasing yourself from God and believing in what the word of God says, and all that's going to come out of you is negative. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So
yes,
whatever's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. If you put goodness in your heart, then that's going to come out. If you put negative in there, then that's going to come out. And people will try to convince you of things and make you speak and think negative, but you have to stand on the word of God.
That is so true. And as you were saying, woman of God, when I just think about as you were speaking, every single one of us can stop and think how good we have felt when someone has released and spoken words of love, encouragement, edification to us.
Yes.
And words can cut right through you like a knife.
That's right.
And when those words are positive and construction, they can have an incredible way of building up your own self,
that's
sense
right
of self-esteem,
that's
your
right
self-worth,
that's
and
right
your self-confidence.
That's right. And
we, go ahead.
I've always said, too, that once you say something, you can't take it back.
Uh-huh.
And even if it looks like a person is not listening or doesn't hear what you're saying, they hear you. They may not say nothing or respond to it, but they hear you, and whatever you have said unto them, it's going to stay with them. Words can hurt real bad.
Yes,
and words
can
encourage. You know, so it is in the power of the tongue.
That is so true. And Prophet Brian, would you come on for a few minutes and share with us what God has put in your heart, and then we'll go to Minister Tanya.
Okay. We thank God for being on there. As the sister was talking about the power of the tongue, we're in a world of words. And words have played the biggest part of life. And what you say out of your mouth, you're going to have it because you spoke it and spoken out of the heart. What you deposit in your heart can come out of your heart.
That's
what
right
you say, you'll have what you say. Your words don't come back void. They accomplish what they sent out to do. So what I was looking at, I was noticing that when he said something like death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That's fruit. Words are fruit. And how you want to say the word, like you want to say the word, a negative word. Well, a negative word going to come because how it's performed out of your mouth. What you want, if you speak negative all the time, negative come out of you all the time. But if you speak positive come out of you. So you got to either watch your words, watch your mouth. But you have exactly what you say. And the Bible says that you have to give account from every idle word. That means every word you have said, you got to give account of because God judges us. There's an angel walking with you 24/7 and recording down every idle word you spoke out of your mouth. That's what the judgment of God is going to judge you for, what words that you said out of your mouth, the words that you committed to, and the words that you spoke and you know you shouldn't have spoken, but yet you spoke them anyhow. And you get people get riled up. Well, one of the things, the life and death is in power. Tongue is deadly. It's poison. And no man can tame the tongue. And that's the book of James tells about that, that
amen,
the tongue is unruly and it's poison, or it's poison from the system, how it comes out of your mouth, how you talk. Your words plays the biggest part of your life, how you want things. You got to speak words. Words bring people in bondage, bring people out of bondage, bring people into happiness, bring people into joy. That's just how your words come out. So we got to watch what we say because it's in the heart. What you deposit in your heart is like a treasure. You know, what you put evil in the heart, evil come out. You put good in the heart, good come out. That's how we frame the word. Your words plays the greatest influence on your mouth, how you say it. You get around people, you may talk big around people, you may talk to the point that you know something when you don't know nothing. You speak, don't ever think what you say out of your mouth, and then you kind of bang it back, say, I'm sorry, but it's already been gone, it's already been happened, it's already been formed, because you talk to so much and it builds up, and it comes out of like our person to have so much in him, and he wants to say something at the time and you're speaking, and he wish you had waited before you said it. Don't think before you speak. So your tongue plays that big part. Tongues will set fire. They'll set the course of nature fire.
Amen.
It'll kindle the fire, and it blazes it up. You know the person that starts something, then they'll leave you with it. And then the next person coming home and make it worse, increase the fire because of the words. Words plays that part of putting every person on planet Earth in a spot. Somehow, because words is where we at in the world of words. The Bible is the word. Because the Bible said in the beginning was the word. So everything started in the beginning. So we in the times now, everything is happening because words is playing a part. You can't shake words. Words has always played the biggest part because it's creative words. We're in a world of words that create lots of things. Create things that we didn't know would come out of us, end up coming out of us because what we say, we have what we say. So if you practice what you say, you have what you say. If you continue to go in that same route, if you get around somebody talking all kinds of negative will come out of that person that's right with him, listening to him, about to get into their heart. And that's where your faith fails at. And positive don't come out of you. Negative come out because that's where you follow the person that's talking negative. Because that negative gets closer to you than anything because you more or less want to hear that. That's the one you're drawn to, that negative. If you're influenced so much about negative, well, you're going to follow negative all the time. But if you change your footsteps and follow positive instead of coming. You get people around talking faith-filled words. People get talking good things. You're willing to be around people talking good. You're not willing to be around people talking negative all the time because negative
right.
That puts you in bondage to because of what you listen to. And if you listen enough to it, whatever. Do some turning in you. You know what I'm saying? It could turn you away from what you was in with God. It'll turn your faith away. It's because you go the opposite way because unbelief comes in. Unbelief calls to destroy. Destroyed by the words. And words don't want to, devil don't want you to have good things come out. He want to have bad things because he works up the evil. So you follow that. So you got to be careful how you entertain people. People play the biggest part of our lives. We don't know how they're going to respond to things. You listen, you hear. Don't jump to conclusion. Way of placing out. Let God give you the right words to say. We're so quick to snap out. But if you wait up on God, God can give you the right words to say out of your mouth. But you don't have to say them words. But if you're willing to draw to it, you'll constantly say everything negative. Instead of building up in you every day, you want to say something negative all the time. Jesus, I'm going to read this couple of scriptures here out of the book of Matthew 37, 12 and 37. This is what Jesus said. He said, but I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. He said, for by your words you shall be justified, and by your word you shall be condemned. Now he made a statement that for the whole human race, what we're in now, we are got to give account for every idle word, and that's the way he's going to judge us by every word that was said out of our mouth. And you cannot take the words back, as I heard the sister say. You cannot take your words back because it's already thrown out. They already performed. They already made headlines, as they said. Your words are made headlines, and they always form how you just spoken and how you just said it, how it builds up in you, and you begin to say. Here's another scripture you might want to think about in the book of Luke 6:38. Luke.
Yes.
He said, now, Luke said, Jesus said, now give it. Now, that ain't the one I was looking for. But it's going along with it. But he says that give and it shall be given back, given unto you. good measure, pressed down. Now, that ain't the script I was looking for. It was another script I was looking for in the book of Luke that I was looking at. That was Luke. This is what it is, Luke 45. That's what I was looking for. And it says, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. As abundance of treasures, good and evil, comes out of the heart of a person that speaks. All the treasure that you put inside, what you're going to put in your heart, it's going to come out of you. You're going to speak it. That is speaking. And don't you keep on speaking that same thing over and over and over. This is finally going to overtake you because of what you've said out of your mouth. You can't take it back until you get, until you start getting really the time to really start in letting God begin to start speaking through your heart. Let God come into your heart, and he'll put a watch over your mouth.
Yeah.
And God, he's able to put a watch over our mouth. We won't be so snared by the words that we say out of our mouth. We won't be so quick to jump to the point that when God says something, we'll listen to the voice of God. We won't listen to our own mind, our thoughts, our own thoughts get in the way, and then God can't get in there. You done left God out, so God lets you go ahead and go ahead and say the things, but it won't be of God. It'd be of your own mind because you done made a mistake. You didn't listen to God when he was trying to get your attention. Not to say nothing quick, slow to speak, and slow to hear. You got to hear what God said. Don't speak things so quick out of your mouth. Wait up on God because God got a time. When he makes things so he has a time for everything. It's almost like he said he got a time and a season for everything. There's sometimes speak things out of season that God didn't say next season, and it brought to your attention. There's another scripture you might be building up on a person in the book of Isaiah, scripture 7 and 19. He began said that, I create the fruit of the lips. He said, peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, says the Lord. He said, I will heal him. That's plainly letting us know what he said he would do. He creates your lips, and your lips play a big part of how you talk. If you didn't have no lips, you couldn't say anything. But you got lips, you got words come out of your mouth, and the words that you say out of your mouth is either good words or either bad words. You're in the betwixt there. You got to be very tentative, not let nothing slip. And when anger rises up and you snap, person snaps, get angry and they're so quick to jump off the handle. Don't really be patient. And if they don't have the patience, well, they'll fly off the handle.
Yes,
they say something so quick they didn't think about it first, but they're so quick to really get the revenge and really build up that esteem, build up, and they say it so quickly. Don't think first. All they want to do is get revenge because the anger comes out of the words that the person didn't say it, and it builds their morale up inside them and calls them to do something out of frustration, my anger. Every human being goes through that because of what they act. You put on an act, but your act will find you out one way or another.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Can't take the act on you thinking it'll get. Nothing will happen. Oh, it'll happen because of how you perform out of it, how you take it for granted. But God, he never forgets. But here's another scripture probably in St. John the 6th chapter, 6 and 63. Jesus made this is where they had a rejection of by many followers. And this is what Jesus said. He said, it is the Spirit that quickens. In other words, Spirit make it alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, he gives us a word here that he gives us the spirit is life. But if you don't be careful, you can miss the whole point with it. What the flesh? The flesh ain't profiting you nothing. All it's doing is just getting you in trouble.
Help you.
That's all he's doing, getting us in
yes.
trouble.
Well, we have another caller come on the air. Caller, would you like to give your name? Tell us a little something that you're talking about. Hello? Okay. Yeah, I saw another caller had been on a while. I was going to give them opportunity to talk about the power of the tongue, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay, oh, Minister yeah. Tanya, would you go ahead? They'll probably come on and back on in a little while and tell us something.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will.
Okay.
I think even this morning, everything what Minister Brian has said earlier, I had read the scripture this morning out of Matthew 12 and 37, but I want to go back to Proverbs 18 and 21. He said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it to eat the fruit thereof. Even for what I got the scripture said, we can either have death or life. I also want to just find another scripture. Sorry about that. Deuteronomy 30 and 19, when it says, I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, mm-hmm. blessed and cursed, and therefore choose life, that both you and your dear descendants may live. So in other words, we have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have a choice to think and speak positive, or we have a choice to speak a negative. How the Bible says also, and other scripture was Job, when it says, that we can decree a thing and it shall be established. So in other words, we have a power in our tongue. We have the power to have the blessing, or either we can have the power to have the curse. Even how the Bible says, like he said earlier, whatever on the inside of us is going to come out through our mouth. We've got to be very careful on the things where we speak in the atmosphere. Because once you get out from the atmosphere, it cannot come back to us. Not, you know what I'm saying? Once you speak it out, it is gone. Yeah. And then how the Bible says, I mean, so shall the word be, even as it cometh out of our mouth, it's going to prosper in any air for what we seem to do. So in other words, we have the power, not only that, we have the power of the Holy Spirit, even through our tongue, we can have whatever we say. So we got to be very careful and cautious on the things that we speak out in the atmosphere. Because he said, how you could either choose life or death. But I want to choose life. Not only that, how you could either choose a blessing or either curse. I want the blessing, God. And then also, even out from that, even for us to receive the blessing, we have to be obedient and take heed to his word of God. Because he said in his word, out from Isaiah 1:19, that if we're willing and obedient, then we should be able to eat the good of the land. God want to bless me. I'm in the process of receiving our blessing. We have to be obedient.
Yes.
And so that's really bless me this morning.
Oh, amen. And as you were sharing the scriptures with us, Minister Tanya, I was also going through some I had written down, and I had Proverbs 13:3 say, well, he who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And also in Proverbs 21:23, it said, whosoever guards his mouth and tongue keep his soul from trouble.
Mm.
Ooh, and you know, I mean, ooh, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Ah, y'all just don't know. Ooh. You know, because I'd be saying, Lord, I keep my mouth. Let me not say nothing. When I open my mouth, you speak through me, Lord, because I don't want to say something wrong that will hurt somebody or offend somebody. And just in case I did, I go back to God right then and repent. Forgive me, Lord. It came out. I didn't mean for it to come out that way, or I didn't realize I was finna say that, you know, that way. But, Lord, forgive me, because the heart of a righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of a wicked poureth forth evil. We have to be so careful when we're talking to people what we say, because sometimes it's not what we say all the time, but it's how we say it, that they may take it the wrong way. And we have to set a guard, which is taken from Psalms 141:3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. You know, this little red thing in your mouth, this little membrane, you know, that little thing is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fire. It can do so much. Just your mouth. You don't even have to put a gun to nobody's head. That little tongue can do so much damage to a person's life, to their integrity, if you're not careful. And, you know, as I was reading in Proverbs 16:21, it was saying, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweeter to the soul and help to the bone. We can speak.
Yes.
We can speak life or power out of our mouth. We don't realize just how much power we have.
Mm-hmm.
in our tongue. We can speak a thing that's positive and it will come to pass. And we can speak something that's evil. So we got to choose our words carefully. I remember coming up, as they say, I'm from the old school. I can remember my parents and foreparents saying, you know, watch, count to ten. Watch what you, before you open your mouth, contemplate, talk to God on what you're fixing to say. Just don't blur out anything out of your mouth. Because like everyone have said thus far, when you say something out of your mouth that's harmful or hurt somebody, you cannot get that power back, that word back. And, ooh, and I have a caller that done threw up the flag. They want to talk. Ooh, Jesus. Well, let me get this. Caller, you are now on the air.
God bless you. This is Pastor Variance in Miami.
Hi, Pastor Variance. How you doing?
I am blessed, and I'm being fed here with the word today. And I got to say, first and foremost, God bless each and every one of you, and thank you for being on assignment and coming forth and doing only what God has called for to be done in this hour.
Ooh,
yes.
We thank you. Amen. We thank you. Thank you.
But the Holy Spirit was speaking to me as you guys were praying and ministering and teaching and preaching and just bringing forth the word that even when you said, I used to say this a lot to people that I knew, you know, when you said it's not what you say, but it's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can say the most meanest, nastiest, hatefulest, spitefulest words, but the way you say those words is the matter of how great the effect is. You can say anything, but the way you actually say it is really what pierces people. Not just the words you're speaking, you know, the action, that body language, the, you know, that all of that combined is really what pierces and cuts through to the heart of people. And even if you can't see people all the time, you can hear it in their voice.
Yeah.
You can hear how they really feel about people or what they're really saying. And that's like even if a person isn't saying something mean or nasty or hateful or spiteful in the words themselves, because we have the discernment of the Spirit of God, you can know that somebody saying something nice to you is actually saying something evil to you.
Mm.
But they're saying something nice, but behind that nice is that evil.
Yeah. Jesus.
But they're not saying it, but you can see it.
Yeah.
You can hear it, even though they're not actually saying those words. And also when you were saying that your mother was saying to you, you know, count to ten, which I've never heard ever. You know, I didn't come from your generation, but I've never heard it ever. I mean, I wish to God I would have. But I haven't, and I thank God that I've heard it now.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's such a treasure and a gem when those words were spoken over your life and when we speak those same words in the lives of others. And, you know, just as well as how the Scripture tells us, a fool, because the Bible talks a lot about fools in Proverbs.
Yes,
the fool blurts out. The fool is rash with his mouth. The fool will talk all day about evil and wrong, and they don't feel good going to sleep unless they done some wrong in somebody's life. They cannot go to bed unless they done said something wicked to somebody, and then they can sleep peacefully with themselves because they done that wicked, that evil that's in their heart. And that proverb talks a lot about the fool. But one interesting thing it says about the fool is, it says the fool, even when he holds his mouth, is counted wise. So when you be wanting to say that thing that's in your mind, and that flesh is so evil, it be itching to say that stuff, especially if somebody says something out of the way to you.
That's right.
Or if somebody does something out of the way to you, or somebody does something that they know is not right, because people know when they're doing something that isn't right. They'll give you that look, or they'll look back at you, or they'll smile at you. The signs are there that they actually know for a fact they're doing something to you, and they're saying something to you that ain't right. They know. Because they intend on doing it. But it says even a fool, the one that's always talking, the one that always puts their foot in their mouth, even the fool is counted wise when he holds his tongue.
That's right.
Because you can think a whole bunch of stuff, but the part of saying it is where you done messed up.
Mm.
Even though you should not have thought it, it's the actual speaking it out there that's really getting you into trouble. Not the thought itself. The speaking it gets you into trouble. Because we don't understand, like he said, life and death are in the power of that tongue. You don't have to speak that stuff you hear. You know how you hear people say, well, I'm just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to say. No, you didn't have to say that.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to say that. You could have kept that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old saying, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
That's right.
So you didn't have to say what you said. That flesh wanted to say it. You were dying to get that out of there because that flesh just had to get you in trouble.
Yes. Oh, that is so true. That is so true because, like you said, I've heard people say, oh, now I got her toe. I got him toe, you know. And you're looking at it, that was the flesh. Because
that's
if you were in God, you would have said what needed to be said from the word of God. Through the scriptures, through what God had said, you wouldn't have come out like that. Then that other person looking at you and said, well, you know, as the children say nowadays, I remember when, you know, when they say this and when they done that, they're going to call back. No matter how many years ago, they still live and say, well, you know, I remember they told me this here. If they wouldn't have told me that, I wouldn't have went down that road. But they told me that I'd never be nothing. I was never going to mount to nothing. They spoke that thing over me. That I would not be what God said. God said he called me as a prophet, a prophet to the nation. But they say, you can't do that because you done this stuff. But God done gave you. God, you know, you done went behind the veil for yourself. But when you start listening to what people say, that you can't do this, you can't be this here, or you can't come up, or, you know, that's why I be asking, God, what word should I bring to the body that be on the line, that tune in? I want to bring things from the word of God that people are struggling with, things that people need to know.
Yeah.
And power of the tongue is what everybody, every believer, non-believer need to know, that they have the power in their mouth.
Yeah.
And you can speak blessing or you can speak curses on a person.
Yeah.
And you want to speak positive. You want to speak blessing. And as I was reading further in the word, they said that the word of a man's mouth are deep waters. The wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. That was found in Proverbs 18:4. And Proverbs had a lot to tell you about the tongue. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. But perverseness in it breaks the spirit. Ooh, Jesus. You know, the tongue is a tree of life.
Amen.
Yes.
Ooh. And then in Colossians 4:5, it was saying, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside. Redeem the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you are to answer each other. Because somebody come to you negative, you don't have to go back to them negative. You go to them positive with love, with joy, with peace. And bring, when you talk to them, you know what you done read in the word of God. That's what you bring your conversation up. You know, you say, well, you know, this is what God say. This is what this is not what I'm saying. This is what the word of God is saying to the respond to your answer, which you gave me.
You know, Jesus even said that to us. He even said that to us. And I don't think we got it because I didn't get it to just now. The Holy Spirit gave it to me. I didn't get it. I didn't get it to just now. When Jesus was telling us, bless those who curse you. Do good to them who hate you. You know, pray for them who use you despitefully. He was actually talking about what you were just telling us in Proverbs.
Yeah.
But he wasn't saying, you know, in Proverbs it says, he was basically explaining and showing us what it really meant to say it, how to put it in action. Don't say something bad to somebody that does something to you. Say something good to them. Don't curse them. Pray for them and love them and show them God. Show them the Father. And I just got that. I've read that so many times, and I understood that he wanted us to treat them good as he treats people good, but it didn't dawn on me. I didn't get the full revelation and manifestation of what that meant until you just read that out of Proverbs, and the Holy Spirit said, that's what Jesus was showing us without saying it. He was saying, listen, speak good, speak positive, speak right. He was also saying the life and death and the power of the tongue, but not in those words when he was telling us, bless those who curse you.
Yeah.
Do good to them. Yeah. Don't hate them. Even if they hate you, don't, you know, kick them. Even if they kick you, you know, turn the other cheek. If they slap you, then give you the other one. Let them slap the other one. If they sue you, then give them the coat. You know, he was saying all of that stuff. But, you know, it like I said, it did not dawn on me.
praise God.
That
praise.
All of that was in there until you just said that. And that's how good God is. That's how good the Holy Spirit is. He'll show us some stuff that we didn't even see.
That's right. And I'm, you know,
until later on.
And I know this, just even this morning on our prayer line, not taking from our topic, but it was something we've been reading for years saying. And until the man of God that's on the line now told us to put our name in it, that thing came to life for everybody.
Amen.
Ooh, that thing came to life. That, I mean, that was, ooh, it was just so profound this morning. And just like for you when we were speaking that, it's a bell, light bulb went on in your head and said, in the Holy Ghost say, that's what I've been saying. And that's what happened. No matter how many times we read a scripture in the Word of God, five people can read one scripture, and God will give them five people a different revelation. It's the same scripture, but it depends on what the situation and circumstances you're going through right then. It's that same scripture have came around to exactly what you need. And you will say, I've been reading that all this time, and I never got that out of that scripture. It wasn't time for you to get it until now. So it was time for you to get this. Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, and I, you know, I was just staying with Proverbs for a while. And this was said, there is one who speak like the piercing of a sword.
Yes.
But the tongue of the wise promote health. The truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. You'll find that in Proverbs, the 12th chapter and the 18th verse. Well, you know, we have to speak right when we open our mouth. Because
right,
we can... Go ahead.
Your tongue is a ready writer.
Yes.
It writes everything that comes out. It writes. And every word I was just listening to, every word in this Bible applied to you. We are the first to apply to us first because we install our name. That's a print that God put in there for us to go by.
Yes.
It's a structure that we must do as well as we give it out. We got to do the same thing. Apply to our lives. Apply to the person that we this is an introduction to us because we know, like I said, you can look over scriptures over and over, and then God brings a revelation to you.
Yeah.
You can say, well, all that time I didn't see that. Just what you got to say. Now God will show you understand. Wherever you see the ye and the thou, that's talking to you.
Yeah.
That's what it means. That's who you put your name in there.
Yeah.
But your name will fit right in there because it's just referring to it. You picture yourself right there on some of the places that in the Bible, you go in the New Testament, and you feel like you're right there with Jesus as he's speaking, changing your heart at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I would like to say Psalms 40, 49, and it says, I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great assembly, tidings of uprightness and right standing with God. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. And it's talk about consecrating your mouth. George Myers, I have a book that I read every day, and she says, what would happen if every morning we gave our mouth to God so that only God, so that only godly things came out of our lips? Psalm 34:13 says, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Dedicate your mouth to God and use it only for what pleases him. Praise and worship and edification and exhortation. And give thanks. Put your lips on the altar each morning. Give your mouth to God through praying, his word. Oh, Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. Psalm 51:15.
Amen.
That, can you?
Amen. We have another caller that's on the air. Would you like to say something, caller? Minister Tanya, did you have something else you want to tell us?
I'm just listening right now. I'm just listening. It's just been a blessing to me right now. Everything is sounding good to me. I'm just listening right now. Thank you, though.
And you know, as we was all saying, you know, in reading about listening, the tongue of the wise promote health.
Yes.
The truthful lip shall be established for forever.
Yes.
And
you know, as you were speaking, God said to me, evil communication corrupt good manners.
Mm-hmm.
A little leaven leavens a whole lump.
Yes.
Take heed how you hear.
Yes.
Guard your mind. And you know, I don't think we get the full revelation of those things when he was saying evil communication corrupt good manners. A little leaven a whole lump. All you need is a person to say one word of evil, hateful, spiteful, malicious things. And that can change the course of somebody's life. Because most of these words that have been spoken out over people's lives, most of that death that has been spoken has come from somebody close to you. Your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your uncle, your aunt. Because see, the enemy know how to get to you. It's the people that you love the most.
Ah, yes.
Those are the ones that he uses to give you those words. Because if he uses somebody like me, let's say I am a pastor, but I live way in Miami, Florida. You're not going to take evil words from me. You don't know me.
Yes, sir.
But if your mother says it to you, that thing's going to take root up in you then. If your father says it to you, that's going to take root up in you then. And all we got to do then is go back and speak life over them.
Yes.
Keep
yes.
encouraging them. Keep giving them godly conduct and godly character. And that's why he tells us so much in the Word of God that speak only those things that become saints of God. Speak life. Speak power into their world. Speak that destiny. Speak that purpose. Speak that vision. Give them what they need because they need to be fed and nourished. And if we're not actually out there speaking those good things into their life, then they're only left with the death they've already been given.
Yes. Amen. And as you were speaking that, Pastor Van, I was thinking in Proverbs 15:1, it says, a soft answer, turn away wrath. But a harsh word, stir up anger. Like you were saying, the family, it's the ones closer to you. It's not the total stranger doing these different things. It's your own family members, people that's close to you. The tongue of the wise use knowledge rightly. But the mouth of fools, we talk about that already, but the mouth of fools pour forth foolishness.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Now, if you saying that, that makes very good sense about that. Because God did put before us choices. And put life and death before us. Now, he said, now you choose. He said, I'd rather you choose life than death. Because death lies in the tongue.
Yeah.
The tongue that speaks of what you say out of your mouth, what you have. Think that you spoke. They'll come to pass on you. Everything that he spoke from the beginning. He said, now, I put this all before you. I lay it out before you. Now, you take from a wise man instruction. Do not do the thing wrong, do them right. And walk up right before me, and I will give you the desires of the heart. I will get good things come out of your heart. Well, he changes the heart. He works on the heart, and the heart gets right. That's almost like in Proverbs. I was just reading a script in Proverbs in the 21st and 23rd. I know somebody probably said it. But whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. That makes sense that you're going to be troubled. If you learn how to watch your mouth, watch your tongue. Don't be hasty to say something out of there, because it will trouble you. It'll trouble your soul. You down inside of you. You won't be able to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you something and torment in your mind, and it said something that really hurts somebody, and it's steady tormenting your soul. You can't sleep. You toss and turn, and for days you like that because you didn't get it right before you left. You left on a bad note, and that bad note caused the trouble, and you missed what God was telling you to do. You'd be slow to speak, and you didn't really recognize when you're talking about slow to speak. Don't say nothing out of your mouth unless I give you something to say. If you say it out of your mouth, well, you're going to have exactly what you say, because you move on God, because God always say something good. He never say anything wrong.
Yeah.
There's our outer shell or the outer mind, what you're talking about, your mind will speak something to your mind and get saved.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about that. Your mind never did get saved. Your spirit got saved, but your mind didn't get saved. That's where all the corruption at. It's in the mind and in the flesh.
Right.
You got two things going there in your life. You got the flesh and you got the mind. And the mind, what you put in that mind, that's what's going to come out of that mind. What you cram in that mind, that's what's going to come out.
Yeah.
That's why you got to bring the mind into line with God. He said, let this mind be in you was also in Christ Jesus. You got to let the let come in. The left don't come in, you can't get right. So it's out of order. So what it do is say it's out of order. Every time you try to do good, evil comes in. How you approach it, how you put
that's
it in.
It.
Mm-hmm. Put it in your spirit. And it makes you act different. And when you act different, you talk another way. You don't talk just like God. You talk in a forked tongue. You don't talk like God. You talk.
Because something
always being, you be around negative people enough, it'll plant the seed.
Come
that's
on.
Where the seed comes
that's
from.
It.
Yeah.
You plant deep down in it, that seed that you started adding to that seed. That's why you're talking about one taking plant, one taking water. And you got to get the input. Whether it be the other way around, one planet and one get it into the seed, soil, ground, then the devil come along and add to it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
How you plant it from the beginning, that's how I grew up.
You
change your form, as we tell you, you change your formality in God. And so you deny God's power. You have a form of godliness, but you deny God in your life.
Yeah.
You turn it the other way. You have that form, but you don't have God. You don't let God out. You practice what you preach. You said it practicing what you do, and keep on elevating it. Keep on talking. Keep on talking. And next minute, it's expanding you. You're in another different zone. You're away from God. You're not with God. You're against God. So that's something about what these words in this Bible apply to you. Really, Proverbs is a building block of life.
Yes, it is.
And
mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's building life and it's building death. One of the two. You either going to go the life way or you're going to go the death way.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk to death before if they choose the death.
And you know what? That's why when Jesus was talking to us, and, you know, I refer back to Jesus. All the apostles are great, but Jesus was the only one that we really were supposed to have been following. To tell you the truth. I mean, I don't want to, you know, down the apostles now. Because you get everybody, oh, I'm of Apollos, and I'm of Paul, and I'm of Stephen, and I'm of Jesus. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Jesus is the only way to eternal life. Paul was great. Stephen was great. You know, James great. John great. But Jesus is the only way that you get to the Father. I'm sorry. You know, don't want to see me and make you mad, but Jesus is the only way. But, you know, that's why I take so much to Jesus' words. You never heard him speak death. You never heard him speak lack. You never heard him speak broke. You know, you have so many people that are like, oh, God, I'm waiting on my blessing and this and that. You ain't waiting on no blessing because you keep speaking, I'm broke, I'm down, I'm
there
out.
There you go.
I ain't making it. It's not right. It's so hard. The economy and, I mean, all of these things that you keep speaking. You keep speaking this death. And that's why I say, you know, not to down anybody, but I'll never say I'm broke. I've never heard God say he was broke. He said the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. And Jesus said, I and the Father are one. And then Jesus told me that I was a joint heir with him. And everything that the Father has is his. So everything that Jesus has is mine. So how can I be broke?
There you go.
What are you
there
talking
you
about? I'm not broke. I don't care if that bank account says 00.0000. That just means my check in the mail. I am never broke.
There you go.
Broke.
There you go.
If God can't be broke, then how can I be broke?
That's right. That's right.
That don't make no sense. If my faith is in the substance of those things that I hope for and in the evidence of those things that are not seen, if I call those things that be not as though they are, if I actually truly believe God, then that means I can't be broke.
That's right. That's right.
So why am I running around talking about, girl, child, I'm so broke? I'm not broke. What's wrong with you?
That's right. And you know what? With all the gold and silver, as they read the word, when you pick up the word, as you say, God was no broke man. He was not broke in the word of God. Everywhere in the word of God, over 400 and some time, it speak about the gold and the silver. And I say, why do we as people want to say we broke? Don't say that. If your check ain't hitting the bank, just say, I'm in between paydays. My check is on the way. I'm not broke. Because God got everything. He got houses and land. He don't need this little money that we call, that we got a little. We want millions and millions of dollars, thousands and thousands of dollars. No $50, no $100, $200. We want millions. Because he said it in his word. We have not, because we ask not. Jesus. This has been so good. I hate to even stop. We got 4 minutes, about 4 minutes to 5 minutes. But, I mean, we have a caller that came on. She hadn't said much. Did you want to say something, caller? Because we know we just done went off the hook on this here. And we don't want to leave nobody out.
Amen.
We had another call. I think they're just listening. But I am just so glad and elated for everyone that came on the line today to share with other believers that have come on the Blog Talk on power of the tongue, and let them know how important it is to know the precious gift God have given to you and to the body of Christ. How you can speak blessing and how you can speak curses. But it's better to speak blessing on somebody's life. If you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing.
Amen.
If you can't help your sisters and brothers, you see them in the ditch and get them out and help them and dust them off, help them, and put them on their way. Don't say a thing. If you can't help your sister, your brother, right where you are right now, ask God to come and intervene. But don't speak nothing negative into their life. Speak something positive. Oh, geez. Did anybody else have anything else to say before I have someone close us out with a word of prayer today? Because, I think I need to come back with. Go ahead, Pastor.
I just wanted to say that I hope people can really learn from everything that everybody has said here today. I hope they really take it all in and devour this word. And I hope you go back and read the Lord's Prayer again when Jesus said to say, and Father, give us this day our daily bread. Because what we're doing right now is doing what we ask for every night or every day without even realizing we're saying, God, give us this word every day, not every Sunday or every Tuesday or every Wednesday. No.
Right.
Give it to me every day. I need it every day so that when the enemy comes to try to hit me, I can fight. I can't fight if I ain't got nothing in me to fight with.
That's right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's
Jesus.
That's so awesome.
Thank you.
Also,
Pastor, I want to thank you for those encouraging words, for everything from the word of God. Evangelist Bride, I want to thank you for coming on, sharing with us today and others that's listening to Blog Talk, whether it's morning, noon, or night. Minister Tanya, I just want to give you the praise and the honor. Thank God for you being able to tune in, to give some words and to listen. And for our other caller that want to stay anonymous, thank you so much. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you how much I love you. Would someone close us out in prayer?
Gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard. We thank you for the moments and minutes and hours and seconds. We thank you for, Lord, coming to this time to give, oh God, thanks to you, Lord, for this time. Oh God, for all listeners, oh God, that heard the word today. God, let the word be established in their hearts. And God, let them get something out of it. Oh God, kind of think on what they're here today, oh God. We ask you, Lord, let the Spirit of God rule and rest of the body upon them. Let you do, God, right now, those who are sick and the diseases, oh God, let speak healing into their body. You said you sent your word and you heal them, deliver from all destruction. Lord, I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the pastor and, oh God, minister of God, two pastors right now in the name of Jesus. We bless them, a hundredfold blessing to come up to the house, oh God. in the name of Jesus. We forever give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to come up with some more exciting topics. And I hope you all that was on the panel today will come back with me next week. God's going to give me, drop in my spirit today some more things to put on that the body of Christ can know what to do and how to fight that enemy. Oh, Jesus. Thank each and every one of you all for coming on today. And I will be getting in touch with each one of y'all individually. And just, hello?
This is Reverend Dorsey. I wanted to just say that to ask everyone to listen to my blog talk on In His Present Ministry while I bring the Word of God. Last night I spoke on Soldier of God. So I was just asking you to listen to the message.
Amen. What you do, Reverend Dorsey, click on my site and leave me a message so I can come right over onto yours and I can click in and listen.
I ain't got my computer down.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
And what's the name of your program?
It's In His Present Ministry. Amen. And I also have a website, In His Present Ministry, and Daughters of God and Sisters.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll go on and listen to you today.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
All righty. Will you be blessed, and I am so happy you was able to come on today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Y'all help.
I believe you are one of my connections on my site. That's why they sent me an email to let me know that you were coming on.
Oh, praise God.
And even though my computer is down, I went on my phone and saw it. So that's
praise God. You know, I mean, you know, God is so good. God is such a good God because even when mindset started acting up this morning, when I came on, it like tried to knock all of y'all out, but I was glad I had put y'all all on automatically so I could continue on talking because, you know, the enemy did not want this word to come forth today, but God is. God is just so good. I just say, hey, y'all, how much did that bless my soul today? Because I'm watching every day, and from this program, for me personally, I'm watching everything I say to everybody, from the creditors, those that say they're saved, to somebody that's on the street. I want to, when I open my mouth, Lord, let it be positive that I'm saying. Don't let me give nobody negative that will put them in the wrong direction from you, Lord.
That's right. Let us look at Proverbs 22:1, where it talks about a good reputation. We are supposed to be representing Jesus Christ, so we got to maintain that good reputation.
That's right.
We represent Jesus Christ.
That's
and if you're out there standing doing things, then, you know, people are going to look at you and say, well, how you say you save, you serve God, you know, so that's the most important thing, having a good reputation with a good name.
That's right.
That's
and,
right.
You know,
amen.
I'm from the old school, baby, and a good name is better than riches. That's my parents used to tell me that it won't pass no way on past no street and see our name on nobody's mailbox.
That's right.
Amen.
That a letter wasn't addressed to us. She didn't want to hear nothing like that about us.
Right.
She's gone on to glory, and she lived to see us to be the men and women of God that God had called for us to be and doing what she said to, you know, what the Lord said, but listening to what our foreparents had taught us.
Amen.
I just thank God this morning. Ooh, thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh, Lord, I hate to get off the line, y'all.
I know
you know, when you get connected to men and women of God, you just hold on for dear life. One don't want to hang up. One just listen for that other word to come forward. Like Pastor just, the Reverend just said, that from Proverbs 22:1. You know, we were still waiting. It was something else for us to hear before we hung up this phone. So I'm hoping the audience, whoever listened to this broadcast day or night, y'all share it with others. Let them know.
Yes.
Come on, if they have a computer. And if they don't, we can give them the number. I usually give the number
That's
out.
Right.
But I was
come
just
on
so,
now.
Ooh, I was just so excited about this particular topic today that
you
I forgot to give the number out.
Honestly, right now, I'm at my job, and before I come into my job, because I have a job within a job, so before I actually get to where I actually work, I go to the main office, and I get on the computer and I get the phone numbers for the broadcast that I'm going to listen to so that when I get to where I'm actually working, I have the number to call to listen because I don't have my internet access in the place where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
But the phone is always working. There's always
Amen.
A phone.
Yes, bless God.
Amen.
You see when God tell you a thing and God have you at a place, he is the way.
That's right.
Yes.
He will open that door for you, baby.
Yes, he will. Yes,
yes.
He will.
Now, see, if you had not told us, we wouldn't have known you was on your job. Now, see, but I'm like this here. You just forgive me for saying old school. How bad do you want it?
You know what? Not to keep us going, but honestly, that is confirmation from God because I said the enemy said, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to take your internet access, and then you ain't going to be able to listen to the word of God. I said, well, the devil is a liar. That's why they got a phone number to the show, and I got a cell phone. I have a charger. You know, the phone has a charger also. So all I got to do is plug this phone into the charger. I can listen to the word all day long. The devil is a liar.
That's right. And it just go back to how bad do you want it. I want it so bad, baby, like you say. I'm willing. When even my computer went down on me once before, I was just talking, and I didn't know if the people could hear me. But I kept on talking through the
Amen.
Whole program.
Amen.
Computer didn't want to
yes.
do a thing. But I just
yes.
kept on talking because I have to be on the job and on the
yes.
assignment that
yes.
God has given me. And this is an assignment.
Yes.
I don't have to be in nobody's pulpit to give
right.
God's word because all
yes.
it is a pull. And it put
That's
me
it.
In a pit.
Amen. That's it right there. You know, the devil tried to do that to my broadcast the other day.
Uh-huh.
I did it. I think it was Sunday. I did the broadcast Sunday. And when I went back, you know, it only takes like 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes for the broadcast that you do to be inside of your blog talk page once you done finally hung up the phone is there.
Uh-huh.
About 20 or 30 minutes. And I went back, and it wasn't there. And then I went back. I was still on my computer, I think maybe an hour later, and it wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
And I went back again. I was like, well, where is it? I know
uh-huh.
I did it. I know it. I know physically I was on this phone. I hooked up the computer. I mean, I know it has where is it. And I said, well, the devil is a liar. You think you slick.
Uh-huh.
You think you're going to stop people from getting this broadcast right here.
Uh-huh.
But the devil is a liar. That word will go for us. And I say maybe 2 or 3 hours later, it was in the system.
That's
and there's
right.
no way on earth that it could not be there 30 minutes later, but be there 3 hours later, except for the fact that what God said is true. His word will not return back void. It
That's
will
right.
be there.
Amen.
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 And I'll tell you what he did for me. He let me get all my messages together and put them on the computer and get the numbers and the pins, not knowing that my computer was going to go down. So all I had to do, I knew the date. All I had to do was call in and go ahead.
There you go.
Amen.
And that's what
you,
I
but
did.
He can't stop you.
Mm-hmm.
He can't stop you. Well, I'm going to get off, and y'all
okay.
have a blessed day.
Yes,
I really have
bless
enjoyed the word of God.
Yeah, each okay. one of y'all have a blessed and a prosperous day. And I thank again each one of you all for coming on that shared the word of God, where others will come on and tune on at their leisure time or at their time. They'll click on and hear there is a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Ooh,
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless each
God bless
and every one of
bless
you all.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.